A lawyer for an immigration consultant who was arrested last week in Shanghai told a federal court in New York that Linda May he resides in Vancouver where two of her companies are based. He was reportedly detained by Chinese authorities who accuse the 54-year-old of illegal foreign exchange trading involving more than RMB 100 million, or $18.6 million in Canadian funds. Whalian Overseas Consulting Group Limited, the company he chairs, has not responded for comment. Chinese language media reports indicate he was among five people arrested, but was one of only two kept in jail. The other is an employee surnamed Sun. At Whalian, he's assistant as Sun Xiaokui, also known as Carrie Sun. Whalian claims to be one of China's largest full-service immigration agencies, which helps wealthy immigrant investors move to North America, Australia and Europe, get employment, buy real estate, make investments and find elite private schools for their children. His arrest may signal a crackdown on capital outflows under China's President Xi Jinping. On Saturday, Global Affairs Canada said it was not aware of a Canadian citizen under arrest in Shanghai. On Monday, it said it has not received any requests for consular assistance in relation to a Canadian detained in Shanghai. In a March court filing in the Southern District of New York, lawyer Mikala Campbell Robinson called her client a foreign national with a domicile in Vancouver, Canada. WL Global Corp. is a Delaware corporation with a principal place of business in Vancouver, Canada. We Education Group Inc. is a Delaware corporation with a principal place of business in Vancouver, Canada. Whalian Overseas Consulting Group Limited is a British Virgin Islands corporation with a principal place of business in Shanghai, China, said the court document. He and the three companies were sued last November by former WL Global Corp. President Hong Daniel Assatola for wrongful termination and violation of New York state labor laws. Assatola, who was hired in 2013 and worked at E's Manhattan office, alleged that she was wrongfully fired in November 2021 in retaliation for complaining to he and internal auditor Shuha Lee about Paycheck Protection Program fraud and academic fraud. Assatola also claimed that her personal information continued to be used without her permission. Assatola's lawsuit said she objected to his abrupt switch of banks, use of the pandemic relief funds for non-eligible categories and transfer of funds between her companies in different jurisdictions. The lawsuit also alleged breaches by other he-owned companies, such as foreign investment sales without a broker-dealer license through My Visa Services Inc. and foreign worker visa violations through My JobTank Inc. In a March defense statement, he denied the claims and countersued Assatola, alleging her former president had committed fraud, breach of fiduciary duty, disloyalty, unjust enrichment and conversion. None of the allegations have been proven in court. Assatola is now a real estate agent with Keller Williams, New York City. She did not respond for comment. He and Assatola were both quoted in an April 2015 story by the U.S. edition of Chinese state newspaper China Daily about Whalian's sponsorship of the Carnegie Hall National Youth Orchestra's China Tour. The story said Whalian helped raise about $2 billion in capital within the last 10 years for more than 60 immigrant investor projects in the U.S. The investment projects Whalian promoted to Chinese investors include work on the Hudson Yards development and the George Washington Bridge in New York, and the University Hospital of Cleveland, Ohio, China Daily reported. The company's website, translated to English, says Whalian advocates the lifestyle of immigration without emigration and does special research on rapid immigration, constantly breaking its own fast record. American customers can pass in 2 days at the earliest, Whalian boasts. With the approval of the Immigration Bureau, Australian customers can be approved by the state government as soon as 1 day, Canadian customers can land in Vancouver as soon as 1 month, and European customers can get an investment residence visa as soon as 5 days without going abroad. British Columbia's corporate registry shows an entry for Whalian Overseas Consulting Group Inc., Whalian Education Group Inc. and Whalian Investment Group Inc. The latter two name Xu Weibiao as a director. A source familiar with Whalian said that Xu, who also uses the English name Sean, is his husband. A residential address in Arbutus Ridge is listed on the corporate registrations. The website for Walyan's UK office Walyan Moon Boat Limited, which opened in 2019, said its partners and clients include Bank of China, China CITIC Bank, China Construction Bank, University of Oxford and Imperial College London. It said the company employs nearly 450 people in 30 locations around the world in US, Canada, UK, Australia, Singapore, Greece, Portugal, Spain and Hungary. Walyan Moon Boat has pioneered its unique closed-loop immigration system, providing Chinese families with a comprehensive relocation, citizenship, employment, education, investment, and living package. Twitter.com/BobMackin